D. A Japanese viewpoint.
Your use of scam to describe the Japanese housing problem is quite appropriate, and one could use even stronger words for it. I personally found many defects in my condominium soon after I bought it. Some were fixed for free, and some are still unfixed because it will cost a lot since the guarantee has expired. Construction problems may be hazardous and obnoxious to those who find out they have to pay a lot of money as a result of poor construction. Buying a home is often the biggest purchase we will make in our lives. There are countless cases of shoddy work found in countries all over the world. We have yet to see a building collapse or a bridge or sports stadium in Japan, but constructing a house that lasts only 30 years or less is surely a crime. Several years ago, Japanese people were really surprised after watching a series of news reports about architects faking evaluations of houses' earthquake resistance. Some people had to leave their newly purchased condominiums just a few years after they had purchased them because they were unsafe. Most of us feel that this is just the tip of the iceberg and feel uneasy about our own houses. After the scandals, many public buildings, including schools, were tested to check their resistance to quakes. Some schools immediately started renovation work. Others have done nothing but hope that no earthquakes will occur. There is little doubt that Japanese construction companies have the ability to construct houses that can last for as long as in foreign countries. As you mentioned, weather or other environmental factors cannot be blamed in these modern times. Construction companies do it on purpose to get more construction orders from real estate companies. It is suspected that banks conspire with construction companies and realtors to get profits from the long-term mortgages. In conclusion, irrespective of the prices of houses and buildings, new rules and standards should be created and observed to ensure the safety and durability of buildings. No mortgage should be permitted for a property that does not last as long as the payment period. The construction scam must end, and those involved should be required to treat customers with honesty and sincerity.